EPA eases pollution protections for data centers and power plants. The Environmental Protection Agency's EPA decision to allow data centers, power plants, and industrial facilities to begin construction on non-emitting components before receiving necessary air permits has sparked widespread concern among environmental groups. The move is seen as a significant departure from previous regulations, which required projects to obtain permits before commencing construction. This new approach will enable companies to start building their projects sooner, potentially leading to increased efficiency and cost savings. However, critics argue that this relaxation of rules will come at the expense of public health and environmental protection. The EPA's decision is particularly concerning given the growing trend towards massive data center development across the United States. According to a recent gas tracker released by the Sierra Club, there are plans to increase online gas power plant capacity nationwide by nearly 50%. This surge in construction will likely result in significant releases of toxic pollutants such as nitrogen oxides, particulate matter, and methane. These pollutants have been linked to various health issues, including respiratory illnesses, heart diseases, and cancers. The increased concentration of these pollutants in the air will not only pose a threat to human health but also contribute to climate change. As the world grapples with the challenges posed by global warming, it is essential that we prioritize environmental protection and public health. The Sierra Club has been vocal in its opposition to this decision, with Climate Policy Director Patrick Drupp stating that rushing to break ground on new polluting projects, before air permits are even approved, is just the latest example of Donald Trump, big tech, and big fossil fuel holding hands and recklessly bulldozing through processes that exist to keep our families and our communities healthy and safe. The Sierra Club's concerns are well-founded, given the organization's extensive experience in promoting clean energy, safeguarding community health, protecting wildlife, and preserving wild places. With millions of members and supporters, the Sierra Club is a powerful voice for environmental protection and public advocacy. As the debate around this decision continues, it is essential to consider the broader implications for our environment and public health. The relaxation of pollution protections will have significant consequences for communities across the United States, particularly those with existing air quality issues. The EPA's decision highlights the need for a more balanced approach to environmental regulation. While efficiency and cost savings are important considerations, they must not come at the expense of public health and environmental protection. It is crucial that we prioritize sustainability and environmental stewardship in our regulatory frameworks. In conclusion, the EPA's decision to allow data centers and power plants to begin construction on non-emitting components before receiving necessary air permits is a concerning development for environmental groups and public health advocates. As we move forward, it is essential that we prioritize environmental protection and public health in our regulatory frameworks. The future of environmental regulation in the United States will depend on the ability of policymakers and regulators to strike a balance between economic growth and environmental protection. As we navigate this complex landscape, it is crucial that we prioritize sustainability and environmental stewardship in our decision-making processes.